Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. The last 30 or so electronic jazz programs have each featured a guitarist, so now it's time to move on to keyboardists, who have become prominent in jazz fusion, smooth jazz, or both. The pianist of the day is Alex Bunyon, from Montreux, Switzerland, home of the famous jazz festival. He is the nephew of the very prominent jazz trumpeter Donald Byrd. After studying music at several academies in Europe, Bunyon came to the U.S. to study at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. After several years of working as a studio musician in New York City, he recorded his first solo album in 1989 and has since released over 10 albums. From Alex Bunyon's Tales of the Bright Side of 1995, you'll hear Harlem on My Mind. Then, the New York LA Dream Band of keyboardist Dave Grusin will do Shuffle City live in 1984, with guitar work by Lee Ritenour. After that, keyboardist Brian Culbertson will do the title track from his After Hours of 1996. Candy Dulfer is the next artist presented on This Electronic Jazz, a saxophonist from the Netherlands. Here's the title track, What Does It Take, of 1999, lead vocal by Jonathan Butler. Hubert Loss, a flutist from Houston, Texas, born in 1939, has had a long career in classical music, mainstream jazz, and jazz fusion. Loss recorded the Spanish traditional piece Malaguena on his My Time Will Come album of 1993.
Thank you.
This is Electronic Jazz, hosted by me, Dr. Jazz. Saxophonist Paul Taylor will begin this set with Things Left Unsaid, from After Hours of 2005. Fusion band Hiroshima recorded Come to Me in 1989 from the album East. Guitarist Norman Brown, born in 1970, grew up in Kansas City, Kansas. He began playing guitar at 8 and began playing jazz when he heard Wes Montgomery. He released his first solo album in 1992. From Brown's Just Between Us release of 1992, you'll hear It's a Feelin'. Thank you. This last set of electronic jazz will begin with trumpeter Rick Braun, born in Allentown, Pennsylvania in 1955. He played drums and trumpet in his high school band. He began playing jazz fusion while studying music at the Eastern School. After several years working as a studio musician, Braun released his first solo album in 1992 and has over 20 to his credit. From Rick Braun's Esperanto album of 2003, here's the Via de Costa. The Brecker brothers, Randy on trumpet and Michael on tenor sax, recorded You Left Something Behind on their 1980 Détente album. French guitarist Marc Antoine will complete this electronic jazz with El Matador from his Urban Gypsy release of 1995. Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.